Guys, welcome back to another edition of AFK Discussions, your home for the paranormal. I don't know. I almost thought
like you're just like in your home. And I'm like, okay, we're home. This is welcome our home, now.
Welcome home to AFK
Discussions. Jason and I live together and this is our home. Welcome to our home. This is our living room.
Yeah. We have a portal and we go through it, you know, between.
Never mind like what the situation was that got us to this point, but Jason and I are in the same home in our living room hanging out, and this is the podcast now. We were going to have a very special guest tonight, but he had a last minute cancellation. He had a last minute thing he had to go do, but Journey with Josh, we're going to be rescheduling with him. We're going to have him on in the future. So Josh, we hope to see you soon in the future. He's a good dude. So that's kind of a bummer. So today's going to be kind of a different kind of an episode. It's going to be an episode where we're just going to be talking about a bunch of different little things that lead up to just an interesting conversation, an interesting night. But before we get into all those things, Jason, why don't you tell people where they can follow us and our wonderful sponsors?
All right, guys. You can follow AFK Discussions wherever you do social media. That would be Instagram, X, Facebook, you know the places. Go there. It's fun. Look up AFK Discussions, click. Or if you're on Instagram already, go to our link tree and click that, and that'll have all of our links where you can find us. Guys, fattech.com. I know I've been talking about it. They're our sponsor, our sole sponsor. And guys, they are doing some awesome, awesome things. So here, I'm going to just show you real quick. I'm going to share the screen. Let's see, Fat Tech, there we go, share. Can you guys see this? So they have Blue Alpha belts, which are really cool. They have a YouTube channel now, fattech.com, or youtube.com/@fattech. But really cool guys, my buddy Josh, and this is also Josh, who's the owner of Fat Tech. Josh over here, he runs Black Diamond Guns and Gear. It's an awesome YouTube channel. I highly recommend you check it out. Guys, but check this out. I'm going to show you something real quick. So if you go up here next to Fat Tech, the three little lines, click that. Influencer apparel? What? AFK Discussions? What? You click that, boom. You can buy shirts now. AFK Discussions, this is our NASA shirt. You guys need to go buy it because it's awesome. And look, if you're a big dude, it goes all the way up to 5X. So they got you covered, dude. These shirts are really good. They're really comfortable. Do you know how I know they're really comfortable?
Because he's wearing one right now.
This is awesome. This is the Beaver, not associated with any gas station Beaver. But guys, I would definitely go and I suggest buying these shirts because it helps support them. And you can help support us also. And just a little something that no one knows is some of these shirts, like this one, was designed by yours truly right here. I designed them. So check them out. Check out Fat Tech and tell them AFK Discussion sent you. Peace. No, just kidding.
That's and that's the episode, folks. Thank you for listening. No, AFK Discussions. We just wanted to get that sponsor out there. Our guest canceled. That's all we have for you. We said we had a bunch of little things. It's just this one just little thing.
No, I did an Instagram post. I think it was yesterday, and I did that. Yeah. Check out
Fat. Well, you know what? You could totally rip that from this episode and put that as a commercial too.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So, there you go. So, dude, real quick before I get into your week, because I have some special news to all the listeners out there.
Huge news. You're burying the lead.
Huge. Big news. So, guys, those people who have followed me and heard all my woes over these past, I guess, months since November, about me getting laid off, and you know, every week I was like, oh, I got laid off, I'm so sad. Guess what, guys? I got a job. So guys, you're looking at the new graphic designer, senior graphic designer for Nisus Corp. Designs for me coming soon, so check it out. I don't even know. I'm happy. So Phil, how's your week been, man?
Well, I mean, first of all, congratulations. I know for a long time you've been, you know, trying to find that perfect job for you. And you've been, you know, you had a lot of jobs where you're like, oh, you know, I got a second interview, third interviews, and then boom, it goes cold. So yep. I know it's been a long process. So I just wanted to say congratulations. I have not vetted this sound effect, but we have an ad, so never mind. I was gonna play a cheering sound effect for you.
If I got this,
there they are.
Okay, there we go.
So the fans want it. Okay, fans, chill out. Yep, there they are. It literally sounds like a handful, and there they are. Thank you. That's them. They all sent in separate recordings of themselves cheering for you.
That's right.
And I put all of those clips together to create a rabid mob that was excited for but in all seriousness, congratulations on getting your new job.
Thanks, man.
I know that's like, you know, it is definitely a stress relieving thing when you could finally, like, you know. You know, now you're all done with that. You can just focus on your job and doing your daily life, you know, and all that stuff. So, yeah, man, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thanks. So load off my worrisome mind.
Yeah.
I worry a lot.
Like I said, now, you know, you can kind of take a step back and, you know, just learn how, you know, learn. Because I've seen when you start a new job, it's a lot of, like, learning process, you know, and, you know, how they do things, what they expect. All, you know, all those kind of things you kind of learn in the next month or so, and then, you know, you're gonna fit right in and, you know, kind of ease right into it because you know what you're doing, and, you know, then it's just a matter of getting into that routine, and once you get a routine going, then you're pretty much good to go.
Yep, just gotta get in that routine. Yep. I know I have a lot over the next few weeks. I have a lot of onboarding processes I have to go through, you know, just the typical things. Like, I have to watch videos and read manuals and all that good stuff, so.
Yeah. Just the boring things of the beginnings of a job, all the paperwork, all the, like I said, learning how they do things and all the things. Absolutely. So, that's awesome, though. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely. Let's see. What have I been up to? Just busy trying to get, like, ahead on videos, which I have been. So I'm, like, 2 videos ahead right now. So that's great. The last video that just came out was about the redheaded hitchhiker this past Thursday. We kind of briefly talked about it a little bit last week with Tommy. That we can talk about my experience. Remember last week we were talking to Tommy and I was like, I have an experience like I haven't talked about before.
Like,
it's Tommy's week. And we'll let Tommy. Okay. So I'll get into that.
Yeah.
So we'll get into the redheaded hitchhiker. We'll talk about later. Cause I got some pretty cool evidence. I wanted to play the trailer for you guys, for those people who haven't seen it, but we'll get into that a little bit later. That's just a tease. So I'll tell you about this experience I had. So it was, man, I'm trying to remember how long ago this was. This was probably, like November. No. Okay. So it must have been like August or September, October at the latest, maybe somewhere in that time frame. Not exactly sure. So basically, without getting to like an incredible amount of detail about like what the events led into the situation, but I helped my brother, who was for a long time struggling with his own, we'll say, inner demons or whatever, for a long time. So he, you know, reached out to his family for help, and so he eventually moved back to Massachusetts here, and he like lives above me right now. Now he's like turned his life around. He's you know, living great, you know, healthy, and he's doing awesome. But prior to him turning his life around and really like taking that next step, when he moved back here, he was under like a spiritual like oppression type of situation. And so this spiritual entity, dark entity, demonic entity, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, spirit, whatever this thing was, it was definitely a demonic type thing. Came with him and his stuff. So he, at the time, was in detox at the time. So me and Nicole went to Pennsylvania to move his stuff back. And like, I had half thought, like, in my mind, like, oh, I wonder if there's, you know, and I was like, I shouldn't think like that. But, you know, like, you think about that kind of stuff, because when someone is struggling with any type of addiction or some sort of spiritual oppression, usually be attached to that. Or not necessarily in all cases, but in serious cases where it's like life debilitating and stuff like that, there can be spiritual aspects to the addiction that are there,
Oh, yeah. You know, like I said, not in all cases, but there could be. You know what I mean? There very well could be. And in this particular case, there was. That's the only reason why I'm saying this. So when he was away, we brought his stuff. We moved all that stuff from Pennsylvania, right, where he used to live, and we brought it home and moved it upstairs. That night, I was doing a podcast, and I'm not sure if it was us recording a podcast or it was actually it was probably it was before we were doing full time together, I think. I'm like, now I'm trying. No, wait, hold on. No, it wasn't. Yeah. So it very well could have been us recording. Actually, it might have been the night where me and you and Ty, we did that crossover episode type thing with those guys from Minnesota. And we talked about Elkmont and all that stuff. I can't remember. Guys, forgive me because I can't remember the name of the podcast. Awesome dudes. It was a fun conversation, but it was that night. So that night we get done recording. It's late. It's, you know, we got done pretty late because we did two podcasts that night.
Yeah.
So it was like 11, maybe, you know, 10:30, 11. It was pretty late. Cause I remember it was, you know, it was a pretty lengthy conversation. So, podcast is over, you know, everyone's recordings are off. I'm in the room right now doing the episode. Shut this laptop down, walk out of this room. I'm in the kitchen. And I'm just kind of like, you know, after an episode or whatever, like you're just kind of like buzzing there for a couple minutes. So just kind of like relaxing there. I got like a drink maybe. I'm just kind of hanging out in the kitchen. And then in the living room, I hear, well, what sounded like from the living room, I couldn't quite tell where it was coming from, but it sounded like a woman calling my name. Now, at the time, like I half thought like, oh, that's Nicole. And so much so that I left the kitchen, go all the way through the living room, walk into the bedroom, and like I touch her and I see that she's like not like saying hello or whatever. So I like I literally touched her face to see if she was like asleep. She's asleep. So I know it's not her. So then I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. You know what I mean? Then I'm kind of like, oh, that's not normal. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure I thought I heard a voice. You know what I mean? You know me. Like, if I hear something, I'd like, I knew I heard something.
Yeah.
And so then I go back into the living room and I'm just kind of standing there. And then I just get the feeling like, that doesn't seem good, you know? And I should start praying over my house. And so then, so I get my anointing oil. And so I start like praying over my house and I pray over the front door. And so I take the anointing oil and I make a cross on the door and then I start praying. And in the middle of me praying, I look up in the living room and I see this like dark shadow mass like come down and towards me as I'm like praying. And so I don't get afraid. I just close my eyes, keep on praying, you know, that the Lord would protect the home and cleanse the home and take whatever this evil thing out of the home and all that kind of stuff. So you know, after I'm done praying, I open my eyes. There's nothing there. I pray through the whole house, anoint every single door. And so then I'm trying to remember if that night I went upstairs and anointed upstairs. I don't think so. I think I just went to bed after that. After I prayed through the whole house and stuff, I went to bed. And then the next night I went upstairs because this is where my brother lives. Oh, well, he's not even there. You know what I mean? It's just mm-hmm. like his stuff from the previous home. Which it must have been attached to something and it came with us. That's what I'm saying. It like, which is kind of creepy because me and Nicole moved this stuff from Pennsylvania. We stayed in that home and it was like hiding itself from us and just came with us in the move basically, which is kind of wild. So then I go upstairs, I do the same thing in his house. And then I kind of get narrowed in on one particular corner of the home, you know, this one particular closet. And I'm like, this is where this thing is. And, you know, I kept on praying through the home. And then eventually, like a week or two later, my brother, like basically, you know, needed, you know, not to get too many details, but he needed deliverance. We prayed with him and stuff. And, that thing was cast out of, you know, his life and the home. So that was a wild experience.
Yeah, man, it brings up a lot of, memories for me too. So, just the way you described the thing, because I had, when I was younger, I had a similar, like, I called it like a mass, a black mass that would approach me nightly when I was asleep, and I'd wake up and I would see it floating over my head. And I got to the point where I was angry at it. I've told this story numerous times. I told it on the Confessionals podcast. This is my first time telling the story. It was to Tony. So, but I would get mad and I'd, you know, swat at it because it would wake me up at night. But it would, like, disappear into one specific corner of my room, and it was next to my closet. And I know you said, you know, you referred to the corners, and I mean, I was just like, wow, I wonder if these entities, whatever they are, if there's a specific type of entity that's like a black mass or something like that, that lives in like the corners of like the darkness in a room, which is, you know, weird to think of.
Or that's where they stay hidden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's just like, yeah. And when you have that sort of, I don't know, man, I don't know if I'm just like sensitive to that kind of stuff, because I've been in like, I've stayed in people's houses, and I've been like, in like, even in particular rooms of a home, and I'm like, it's like, I don't like this room. You know, there's something about this room, and you know, and so I'd like keep the light on all night long and stuff. And so back in the day, I just thought it was just because I was, you know, weird. But now, doing what I do now, I'm like, oh my God, it was probably because there was a ghost in that room. You know what I'm saying? There was some sort of entity in that room with me. That's why I'm feeling what, you know, after having experienced all the things I have now, and you know, yeah, dude. So yeah, it is kind of weird. So that was a wild. And when Tommy was telling his experience, that's why I was like, dude, this sounds a lot like exactly what happened to me, because it was the same sort of thing. It was a voice, like I heard a voice, someone called my name, a woman called my name, so much so I thought it was Nicole. It's not Nicole. She's dead asleep. You know, I'm like, holy moly, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was weird. I can't believe I never told you that. You know, it's just like, we got so many things going on, like, you know, editing so many videos, so many things happening in the paranormal videos anyway. It's like something like that happens, and it's just like, and obviously the family dynamic and the stress of that whole stuff going on at the time too was stressful too. But yeah, definitely wild. Not the first or last time we'll probably see something like that. Yeah.
So let's see when we find that. So I had someone that replied to us. So Midnight in the Mountains on Instagram, he replied, or he sent me something that I thought was very interesting. I haven't had a chance to go back and listen to it because I've had a lot of stuff going on with, you know, the job and getting
job
ready
search,
for things.
Yeah.
So this is on Wednesday. He sent me a message. He says, hey there, there's a weird noise around 28 minutes and 23 seconds.
We talked about these voice exercises before.
No, it says 28, 23 minutes. So I guess it's 28 minutes.
It's just the way that it's worded. You're just trying to read it the way it's worded, worded.
Yeah. It says, I'm not sure if it's someone's stomach or someone swallowing or something, but there's definitely a noise on today's episode. I'm listening with headphones on. So anyways, that's
Instagrammers under 10K.
Sorry. What was that?
Dude,
Instagram followers under 10K. I think that's us, Jason.
Yeah. So but anyways, go listen to the episode, last week's episode, and see if you hear something. I haven't had a chance to check it out, but Midnight in the Mountains, thank you for messaging us and letting us know about that. That's great. I love the communication, and I'm glad you guys care enough to let us know if you hear stuff on the recording. That's awesome.
So hold on, before we move on from this, it was last episode.
Yeah.
With Tommy.
Yep.
What was the timestamp?
It was 28 minutes and 23 seconds.
All right, I'm going to pull it up right now.
Okay, cool.
28:23. Got it. I'm going to go a little bit before. I'm going to give you 28:10.
Okay.
Just to give a little bit of a lead in.
Are you going to share your screen or just playing it from your phone?
I'm just going to play it from my phone.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Your child's voice, man, that gives me goosebumps, man. It gives me goosebumps.
Creepy. That's creepy. Yeah. Like any family member, but if it's a kid, even worse.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, 100%. Then you're like, oh my God, you know, what's going on? And then to find out, oh, no, they're all fine. So then you're like, oh my God, then what the hell was that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just pretending to be my kid behind me or wherever it was, wherever this voice came from, you know?
And, you know, it felt like it was just in my ear, but it was right there.
So I think what they mean, there was like in the beginning there, I think it was like a little bit before 23, there's like a little or something like that.
I thought I heard a, like a kind of sound.
Oh, really?
But I mean, that could be just Tommy's voice because he's kind of got a, you know, a little bit of gruff voice, you know? I don't know.
All right. You want to listen to it again?
Yeah, let's do it again.
All right. This is 2809. And she said 2823? 2823,
yes.
Okay. I'll point.
But it's possible. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially, you know, like you, you're doing, you know, you're doing so many interviews, talking to so many people about what's, you know, sometimes scary things that have happened to them, sometimes not, but, you know, yeah, I guess you never really know. So I guess it's, you know, maybe like even for us, like me doing ghost hunting, the same thing. You always got to.
Yeah, it was like a.
Like a.
It was so it could be that or. Like it sounds like a microphone move or something, but I know Tommy didn't have his microphone.
And mine doesn't make
move
that
at
sound.
All. You're moving yours right now, and I don't hear anything. But that's the only other noise like, I could think it could be. But that must
if
be
I tap it, but it doesn't make that sound.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know what the hell that would be though.
Good that's catch,
good catch
dude.
Though. Good ear.
Good catch, man. I appreciate it, guy. Midnight in the mountains. You rock.
Hell yeah. Rocky Mountain, huh? Oh, well, I don't know what mountain he is in. Yeah. Maybe he's in like the Kodiak Mountains. I don't know.
Maybe he's in like the Nepalese Mountains.
Oh. Is that maybe. Like Nepal?
Yeah, in Nepal.
Oh, okay.
What, the Himalayas? That's what it is.
I was going to say, I was like, oh. I'm just like, if we don't know the mountain range, we just name the country.
Yeah.
Kazakhstan Mountains.
That's funny. Maybe,
what was that?
Maybe
was that Mount Kilimanjaro? No.
Mount
that's
Fuji.
It's
Mount
an
Fuji.
African mountain. Where is Kilimanjaro? I couldn't even tell you.
Kilimanjaro
I know it's in Africa,
is
sure.
It's in Africa, yeah.
I don't know what country it's in, but I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Oh, I don't man. Know.
Kenya?
Kenya, maybe.
Dude, let's see. What's your guess?
I will say Tanzania.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm that's a wild guess.
Wow, you're good. Tanzania.
Really? Tanzania?
Yeah. Oh, it is in Tanzania.
Dang,
yeah.
I am that good, dude.
That is good. Nice.
Dang.
Yeah.
Didn't even know. Didn't even know.
Yeah, so it dude, you know what's crazy? I said Kenya.
Yeah.
It's Kenya's the country above it.
Dang.
And it's literally right on the border of Tanzania and Kenya.
We're that good, guys.
Dude, we are good at geography. We should be in a group. You know what? I got a horror story from when I was a child. Well, it's not a horror story. It's kind of a bummer more than anything. So, like, I was good at geography so much so that I beat everyone in my class at this thing. I even beat, like, the smart girl in the class. And everyone was so happy because no one liked her because she was so indignant. And so it gets to the day of the competition. I'm supposed to go and like be on stage and you know, represent my class and with all my other against all the other kids in my grade or whatever. And I accidentally slept in and I missed it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it never happened.
Dang.
Yep.
That sucks.
Yep. Who knows? Yeah. Could have been on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You know, could have been the start of something special. But
yeah.
You know, here
had,
we are.
Had to sleep in.
Yeah, I was tired.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
So guys.
Yes, Jason, nice only guys listen to us. If girls listen to us, get out of here.
So I was going to say, so guy, I don't know. So Phil.
Yep.
This
I am a guy.
We're like, I think we hit the peak. At Mount Kilimanjaro, and then we're going down.
Yeah. Well, it is a mountain. We had to climb up it.
Yeah.
We reached the top. So what else? There's nowhere else to go. No. We have to go down.
Going down. So, no, I was going to say, did you hear about the, well, of course you heard about it because we just talked about it before we started recording.
No. What is this?
The blob in the ocean. What is up with that?
Well, Jason, what blob is this? Tell me about
it. The blob in the what is it? Ocean Monitoring Services recorded an enormous anomaly moving underwater.
Very strange. So, do you have a video for this?
I do have a video. This comes from...
if you could pull it up.
This comes from Cryptids of the Corn. Those dudes are like scientists and stuff, so you know it's legit. So let me share my screen here. Cryptids of the Corn. Share. So here it is. Let me play that bad boy. So this is it. There's no sound. It's just music. So I have it turned off. So they call it the bloop, but it's moving.
It just kind of comes out of nowhere too. Yeah. So before it's this shape, it literally is nothing there. And this is just temperature readings.
Yes, temperature, and these are waves off of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yes, right.
So it reminds me of, I know a lot of people are like, Godzilla. It's Godzilla, you know. But there's a giant turtle in Godzilla. Is it Gamera? It kind of reminds me of Gamera, but I don't know.
Now, what's the final update on this video? Like, how far along?
I don't know. I haven't seen any other updates.
Any updates since then? No. Like, did it just disappear altogether? Because that would be wild.
I don't know.
All right, let's give this a shot.
What? Give what a shot?
Does the video play?
Yeah, it plays. I played it. That's it.
Oh, you already did play it.
Yeah, there's no, I didn't, the sound is just music. And no talking. So
I mean,
it
is interesting. I don't know what to make of it. You can see the waves that move around it.
Yeah, I don't know what it could be.
It's very big because if you look on the right side there, those are countries. Yeah. There's an entire country right there.
Yeah, Africa. So.
I mean, that's a huge, huge chunk. If you match it up with the North America, that's.
Yeah.
Big that's like as the size the, of the entire coastline, perhaps. Yeah. Like from Florida to Maine, and if not bigger.
I mean, it covers at least to the Midwest, too.
And it's very very hot, too.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very weird.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I don't know what it could be.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange.
Yeah. But who knows? I do not know. But I just thought it was weird. I wanted to bring it up because I posted it last week, and it's just... I'm like, what's next, dude? I mean, the eclipse, now the giant underwater creature coming for us. I don't know.
Yeah, or I don't know. It's very, 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 very strange. I don't know.
Yeah.
How was the eclipse? How was the eclipse for you guys?
It was great.
Underwhelming?
Yeah, I mean, no, it was okay. I mean, it was...
You weren't in totality, though, right?
No, we weren't. It was almost totality.
Oh, really? See, Yeah, we were a little bit off too. Like, you had to go to like Vermont, which is like 4 hours away or so. Like, so I don't know. Like, it without seeing it in totality, nothing is as good as seeing it in totality.
Yeah.
You know, because you get the complete darkness, you get temperature drops, you get the whole effect.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, where I live,
is that going to even
see
show
it?
Up?
Was so, it's can't so dark, you can't even see it.
I know. I mean, you can see it. There it is.
If oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold
yeah.
it at an angle, it. You can see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so weird.
I did have a cool pic through my glasses, you know, the glasses that they sold to see the... So I took a picture of the sun through the glasses. It kind of looks like Mordor a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that wild. I have to turn my phone to the side for you to be able to see it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. You think you have a privacy screen thing? No, we're just, this is the point of the show where, like I said, this is the way down.
Yeah.
So we're just showing you, for all the people listening, we're showing our phones each other and we can't see anything. And this is just a picture of just me out in the field.
Oh, man. That's funny.
And they're quite, to make it entertaining, there could have been an EVP there too, just like 5 seconds ago. I thought it might have hurt. It could have been Jason laughing or someone said something that wasn't Jason, but I don't know.
Did you really hear something?
Possibly, but I don't know though. Who knows though? You know what I mean? Man. Like we've been. We'll go back. Whatever. Yeah. 20. I don't know. Around 29 minutes into the show.
Okay.
I thought I did, but it could have been you laughing though. And like,
yeah. Could be.
You know, because I wasn't looking up at you either. I was looking down.
Yeah.
So I, you know.
So guys, now it's the time for me to plug Sasquatch and the Missing Man. Or is it Bigfoot and the Missing Man? I'm so bad. What is the name of the... Is Sasquatch and the Missing
name
Man?
Name of what?
The new Merkle Media film.
I'll be honest with you. I do not know. I have not seen the thing yet. We'll have to cut this out too. You have to tell me what it is. You have to tell me where to see something beforehand so I know what it is.
I'm pretty sure Sasquatch and the Missing Man.
Is it? I thought it was something completely different. Hold on.
No.
Let's look
at
official.
We're leaving this in here because Tony will laugh at it. So, Merkle Media.
Yeah, it is. Well, this is what that's what this says here. Sasquatch and the Missing Man live premiere.
Yeah. So, May 5th, guys. Check out Sasquatch and the Missing Man.
I have a little thing here. You want to read it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Tony Merkle and his film crew venture into the scene of the terrifying Bigfoot encounter that launched Wes Germer's massive podcast, Sasquatch Chronicles, uncovering a mystery far more shocking than anything they could ever have imagined.
Yes.
Look at Tommy getting in there real quick. First comment, Tommy from Let's Get Freaky. Awesome. No one's liked this comment. I'm going to like it.
So, guys, I am going to... The trailer is out for Sasquatch and the Missing Man. So, I'm going to go and I'm going to pull that up real quick because I want to show you guys something. So, remember my buddy Josh.
All right, guys, we got a new product alert. This is the Fat Tack Premium Horse.
The trailer in the background just kind of floating around. I'm going to die.
I would
laugh so hard if you're just like randomly in the background of some shot.
Of what? What now?
Of the documentary.
So, yeah. So, let me see. Merkle.
Of what? Oh, I don't know.
No. I thought like my YouTube started playing and I couldn't hear you. Yeah. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were trying to play it off like, oh, no, I'm not. What now?
So I need to find this. Let me
try to play coy with me.
I play coy all the time.
Yeah. Like I was saying to Jason off air, dude, I don't, as far as like videos, I don't watch anybody else's stuff. It's hard for me to watch anybody's stuff.
Yeah.
You know, unless like someone specifically has like little short videos. Like if you have a trailer online, I'm watching that trailer. You know, yeah. Tony's documentary I will watch because Tony supports me. I will support Tony.
Yeah.
Well, outside of Tony, weekly videos and stuff like that, I'm not really watching. I just don't have time to watch people's videos. If it's a podcast, I can listen to it because I can listen to it while I work and stuff like that. Like during the day, but like video, it's impossible. I just have like way too much things to do for video.
Yeah.
It's just very difficult. And like, as far as like for me and paranormal stuff, I don't like to be influenced by anyone else's what they do. So I don't really like to watch other people's stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? I just like to do my own thing and, you know, I don't really pay attention to what other people do.
Yeah. I have dropped off listening to podcasts since I haven't been working. Cause that's what, you know, I listen all day while I'm working. Cause that helps me get through the day. But since I've been home, I've got so much to catch up on, which is good though. Now that I'm going back to work, I have a bunch of stuff to listen to.
Yeah.
But, so I'm going to play this real quick and, tell me if you see anybody you recognize in this.
Oh my God. See, I knew he was playing cool with me. Unbelievable. The guy, you ask him to do one thing.
I'll play it and then I'll play it through again.
Seen anything that big before? Wasn't a man. Wasn't a monkey. It was like watching a giant.
It collapsed. Just like, collapsed. Like a spider.
It's the only way I can describe it. There was nothing primate about the way the thing moved.
He was like, I think we're being surrounded again. I thought it was just... I hate this place, man. I really want to go.
Noticed me. Then it went down on all fours and moved in a way that buckled my knees like a cuttlefish or an octopus.
How long has this been here?
Like 2 weeks.
I don't know. That whole scene to me looked like someone left in a hurry.
This freaking car is still there, man.
Something doesn't feel right.
I think somebody's missing.
Yeah.
Well, take it.
And like I said before, man, there is no help. You are the help up here. Yeah. There's no 911 up here.
Out of my peripheral, I caught a red light and I looked over and I could see two red eyes. It was definitely self-illuminating.
Okay.
A lot of people get uncomfortable when I talk about that, but that's what I saw.
It's you look at that picture and it's asking you to see it.
I know. This is the frame I'm talking about.
Wow.
Whoa.
Just now?
Yeah, it went.
Or did it rain?
I heard the knock. I thought it was you.
No, that was me. That's why I turned to you.
There wasn't any.
You guess you hear that
just now?
Most of this, I think, is bullshit. But that was real.
I'd never seen any.
Okay. So, I don't know if the audio came through on that, but that's fine. I can fix it in post. But guys, it was a blink and you'll miss it moment. So I'm going to go back through to the end. I'm going to pause it on the spot because it's cool for me.
Ain't that big before. Wasn't, you know, a man. You'll see in a wasn't second. A monkey. So, it was like watching a giant.
I was talking about
it collapsed. Just collapsed. Like a spider.
It's the only way I can describe it. There was nothing primate about the way this thing moved.
I had the opportunity to do the recreation for Wes and Woody's encounter. So Fat Tack, which I was talking about earlier, my buddy Josh right here. And if you look right there, that's me. I'm in the trailer just for a second, but that's me right there. And I'm doing the part of Wes for his recreation and Josh is Woody. So that's nice. Really cool. So I'm very excited about it. It was an honor that Tony asked me to be in that. And okay, so guys, stop playing the 10K.
I can't help it.
But yeah, so it was an honor to be in this, show up in the trailer, even though if it's just my little bit of my face right there. Yeah. So, you know, guys, keep a watch out for the Sasquatch and the Missing Man, May 5th. And, you know, you get to see me in my acting debut.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
Yeah. But anyways,
that's funny. You like that. That's funny. I was literally like looking. I was like, I don't know. I think he's trolling us because I'm still not seeing him.
Yeah. It was just barely in there for the teaser. Hopefully I may for the full trailer. I may be in there a little bit more, but you know.
Yeah.
Cause I am playing Wes. Mm-hmm. The story's about. So.
Someone was detected at your driveway.
Someone's in my driveway?
Yo, no way.
Hold on.
Let's see. That's so creepy. Pull it up. Let's see. I am. That's creepy. There's no one supposed to be in your driveway.
It's my daughter.
Right?
What's she? No, it's. Oh, it's a spider on the Ring camera.
That's a bummer.
But you guys can see. I mean, can you see that? Can you see the spider web? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can see it or not. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was a bug flew up there too.
It was a bug. Yeah.
That was crazy. So yeah, something was in my driveway, but it was just a bug.
So, how many podcasts do you subscribe to that are in your, like, in your rotation?
So I listen to,
because I guess that's maybe two different questions, because you may be subscribed to a lot, but what are you actually?
I'm actually
like,
not
trying...
subscribed to a lot.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, I'm subscribed to a lot, but listen to a few.
So I only subscribe to the ones I actually listen to, that because I don't want to get notifications for stuff I'm not interested. I mean, I'm not
get the
downloads. Listen to. Yeah. So of course the confessionals. I listen to. Let's see. I'm trying to think. I was going to go in order of my favorites. I'm trying to think. I mean, the Confessional is up there, is my all-time favorite. Jim Harold's Campfire is another, like, really big influence to get, you know, they got me into wanting to do this. I think Jim Harold's was the first podcast I ever listened to. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so he does, like, it's called Campfire, Jim Harold's Campfire, and it's kind of like each episode is kind of like a grab bag episode where people call in and tell their stories, and he usually has about 10 to 15 people call in. But it's really good. I highly recommend it if you're looking for something to listen to. Let's see. I listen to Cryptids of the Corn. I listen to, I'm just going to pull up my, what I'm subscribed to. That's the easiest way to do it, I guess. So, yeah, Cryptids of the Corn. I listen to Let's Get Freaky. I don't know who the host for that show is, but, you know, it's pretty good. I think he's some British guy. So I listen to the Hollow Sky podcast. Why can I not think of the name of the podcast? Sasquatch Chronicles, I listen to. My mind went blank. Let me pull up. So I use Android, so all my stuff has moved over to YouTube Music now. I don't know if you guys know that, but so Android or the Google Podcast is now integrated with YouTube. So all the podcasts are on YouTube now, like an audio version.
Gotcha.
So, Bleefhole is awesome. It's these three brothers, and it's super produced, and it's really good, really funny. I like that a lot. I listen to Monsters Among Us. It's really good. I listen to Tinfoil Hat with Sam Tripoli. That's the big ones I listen to. Expanded Perspectives. I can't forget those guys. They're out of Texas, and they're really good. And those are all the supernatural. I mean, I do listen to a couple not supernatural podcasts.
I want what you listen to. Give me those ones. Give me those ones. This is probably more entertaining.
Abroad in Japan. This guy named Chris Broad. He moved to Japan and became a teacher of English as a second language to Japanese school kids, and he is now living there full time and like immersed into the culture. So it's really cool.
Nice.
Stargate Voyager. It's Derek Olson. He's been on Tony's show a few times. He's like an archaeologist. It's really cool. He goes,
You are a nut and bolts guy, man.
What do you mean?
You love people that are like the very detailed. You know what I mean? Like you look at the archaeologist, the scientist. You're like going right to the sources. I like it.
76 Tuesday, which they haven't put out anything recently, but that's my friend Josh who does the Black Diamond Guns of Gear.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a more not really political, sort of political kind of focused. A lot of gun reviews and stuff also. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much all my subscriptions. I mean, I listen to some other stuff.
So do you not have any podcasts that you're like, this is not a good podcast, but somehow, some way, I'm listening to this podcast? You don't have anything like that?
Yeah, I do.
Come on. That's what I want to know. I want to know something that's like, if the average person listened to that, you'd be like, why are you listening to this? But you're like, I love it. You know what I mean? Like that's what I really want to know.
It's really popular, and a lot of people like it, but it's just not that great, but I find myself listening to it.
Yes, this is what I want to know. Yes.
It's another supernatural podcast.
Okay. Okay. I love it. What is it?
It's called Two Girls, One Ghost.
Okay.
Which is a take on that. It's kind of gross.
I'm familiar. I am familiar.
I mean, it caught my eye. I was scrolling through looking for something new, and I was like, what is this? I don't know.
Something about podcasts like that just draw you in sometimes.
Yeah, they don't seem like the type of people who would have a podcast for supernatural stuff. They're really giddy and like sound like they could be like sorority girls. I mean, that's just how they sound. I'm not saying they are. Sorry, guys. Yeah. I listen to your show, but I'm just, you know, I'm like, you know, it can, I don't know. I think it's more of the way they present it, like their voices and stuff. It does not have that creep factor. It's almost too happy and giddy to be creepy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I continue to listen to it. I don't know why.
Interesting. Yeah. Yes. You know, like, that's interesting. Yeah. So I think this is actually an interesting exercise. So what I'm going to do kind of a similar thing to what I kind of asked you. And I'm just going to go through all of my podcasts right here. I'm going to tell you whether I listen to it or not.
Okay.
And maybe I'm going to be unsubscribing from a few because I don't listen to most of these. So first and foremost, AFK discussions.
Unsubscribe.
I mean, obviously unsubscribe to that one. No. Okay. Actually, so this one actually is in my rotation. Because I do listen to this every single week. And that sounds kind of weird, but I do listen to every single
week. I listen every single week, too. I didn't put it on the list.
Just for, you know,
audio
to make sure
quality,
it sounds good.
I do the same thing, yeah.
Yep. So this is the podcast where it's like, it's not a good podcast. But somehow, some way, I find myself listening to it. It's called the Brotherly Love Podcast. And it's Matthew Lawrence. It's Joey Lawrence.
Oh, man.
And it's, yeah.
Whoa.
Yes. So it's all of the Lawrence brothers together on a podcast. There's a lot of talking at once, and it's, you know, on paper, not a great podcast, but I find myself listening to it. I don't know. It's kind of like one of the podcasts I listen to all the time, but I don't know why I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
Moving on. Challenge Mania. This is a podcast I used to listen to a lot as far as the challenge and stuff, but I have listened to it over in a year. Remove, download, unfollow show. It's gone, dude. Look at that. Like I said, this is powerful stuff here.
It's powerful.
Next
riveting,
is...
riveting content,
yeah.
Guys.
No, absolutely. No, this is riveting. So next is Charles Stanley. I listen to this every single day, actually. So I do a devotional every single morning, and so that's what I listen to every single morning.
Awesome.
Image of the Invisible.
Oh.
I don't even know what this is.
You don't
do you
know what
that
is? Yes, I no. do.
That was you do you know what that is?
Me and my wife, we tried to do a podcast. And we
That's right. One okay, so as I first saw it, I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
But then, see, okay. But I don't know. Are you guys going to do another podcast episode?
We want to, but it's just, we don't have time. It's just.
Don't have time to do it.
Yeah.
You know what, Jason? I'm going to hang on.
Okay,
I'm gonna hang on as a viewer. I know you said you know you only did the one episode. Induced fear, Oscar induced fear. Oscar's great. Now this is where it's gonna get tricky, Jason.
Okay.
Kill the Mockingbirds.
Oh, Kill the Mockingbirds.
Kill the Mockingbirds. You know, so I was on Kill the Mockingbirds at one point. Now at one point, Kill the Mockingbirds had two hosts.
Yep.
And one of those two hosts may or may not have been scheduled to be on another podcast.
He's coming on. He just had some
and
conflicts.
May or may not be ever on this podcast. I don't know.
He's
been really busy.
I've been talking to him. Know? So
he's been in negotiations. So, yeah. But I'm going to, do I get rid of Kill the Mockingbirds? Do I unsubscribe?
I'm still subscribed. I haven't listened to it in a while.
Do I unfollow? You know what? Kill the Mockingbirds. They're surviving. He's going to stay.
Okay.
He's going to stay. Meme Lord Monday. This is my buddy, Matthias. I don't listen to it, so I'm unfollowing. Moving on. Which is great because he's my friend. New England Legends. This is actually a great podcast. Have you ever heard of New England Legends before?
I have not.
Okay. So I know you have a million paranormal podcasts already. But this one's specifically about New England Legends in this area. And it's also kind of one of those ones where, like, I love hate it because on the one hand, you learn a lot of like new legends you never heard before. But on the other hand, it's very much like PBS style, AM radio style listening. You know, there's a lot of like voice actors and stuff like that. So it's, in my opinion, sometimes it comes off a little corny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just giving you my raw opinions about it. Whatchamacallit now. I'm gonna scroll down to like one that's more interesting here. Yeah, dude, I'm not even subscribed to a lot, to be honest with you. Basically, other than that, we're talking about like besides people, it's just like, yeah, people I've been on. Like, you know, and I give them a follow.
Yeah.
But Wow, I can't believe I've been talking for like an hour. That's crazy.
About but nothing.
I will be remiss. My favorite podcast out of all my podcasts, The Kirk Minahan Show.
Really?
My second favorite. Yeah. My second favorite podcast, The Kirk Minahan Show.
Really?
My third favorite. Yeah. My third favorite podcast, The Kirk Minahan Show. By far, like, I love The Kirk Minahan Show so much. It's like, it's what every podcast should be. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, kind of like Seinfeld. It's a podcast about nothing, but it's a podcast about everything.
It's kind of like this episode.
Yes. 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 Very much so. Yeah. Yeah. Kirk would be a little bit different about the, whatchamacallit, you know, he'd probably call the people up and tell them he was unsubscribing from them. Just to let you know, I just think you're boring. I'm going to unsubscribe now. You know, you have a chance to have me, you know, subscribe back, but as of right now, I'm out.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that, oh yeah, by far. Dude, it's, you know, I find since I've been doing the podcast more and talking about more paranormal things on the weekly basis, I find myself listening to paranormal things less.
Really?
Just because, it's like an oversaturation type thing.
Yeah.
You know, you take in like too much of some one thing, you kind of like get tired of that one thing.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I love it so much. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love
the paranormal. But you've even said you're in a dry spell too.
You haven't been
listening. Yeah, we haven't been listening as much. So, I'd be interested to see when you're with your new job, when you get into your new routine, if you pick that back up or, I don't know, all of a sudden you find yourself listening to like Audible books and, you know, that kind of thing.
I do listen to Audible books too. Yeah,
yes, because I've been doing that a lot lately too, because like for research purposes, it's easier for me to like, you know, throw on a book or something than try to have like time to read it. The podcast, I find the more friends you get, the more difficult it is too, you know, because I'm subscribed to Kevin, I'm subscribed to Tommy, to Oscar, you know, and then before I was on this podcast, you guys too. So that's like, you know, right then and there, that's four podcasts. That's not even including the confessionals and Kirk. So, you know, that's like seven podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and if each podcast is an hour, which are not, that's 7 hours of you know, minimum, but that, you know, most episodes are like, some people's episodes are like 2-3 hours long or something like that, you know what I mean?
So yeah,
like,
definitely, yeah,
you're like, you know, sometimes you just don't have the time to like listen to every single thing, you know. And like, it's one thing if you're just working and you're going home and, you know, you're not doing, you know, like essentially what we do is another full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So to even find time to even extra time to listen to something you want to, or watch something, like, it's like Oak Island, right? The TV show. I've been wanting to watch Oak Island for 3 years. I haven't watched it. I would love to watch it every single week. Yeah. I don't have time to watch it every single week, you know? So like, it's just like, it's sometimes, you know, you just don't, you know, when you, like I said, when you do what we do, we just don't have the time to like do anything else besides, like, this is what our, like, fun is.
Yeah,
it is. You know what I mean? Or like, you know, like, or me with my videos and stuff and all, everything else that we do, you know? So yeah, it gets challenging for sure. So I've been out of the loop with a few different people's podcasts for sure.
Yeah.
Just trying to catch up with other things.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, there's so many good podcasts out there too that,
like, you know, dude, even when you were saying, you mentioned 12 podcasts or something. Yeah. It's impossible to try to listen to every single one of those.
I don't know. I can like one day, 8 hours of work. If I'm in Photoshop, I mean, I'll listen like at least 4, 5, 6 episodes, you know, a day. Mm-hmm. Easy. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. See, if that's the case, then you have plenty of time. But if you don't, then like I said, they add up quick.
Yeah.
Then you're like, all right, well, you know, episode from a month ago, you're like, all right, well, delete, because I'm not going to ever catch up with this unless it's something you really, really wanted to listen to.
Yeah. I mean, I've had to go back and listen, like, I think it was Belief Hole. I went back and started again on their, like, episode one.
Jeez.
It's so good. Dude, you got to check it out. It's so good. They're so funny. And it's like a lot of 80s nostalgia comedy in there. I mean, it's so funny.
I think you put it on for me when I was in Tennessee. No,
did I?
I thought so.
I don't know.
Is that the one where they read people's stories?
Not really. No.
Okay. I thought you played one for me where they read people's stories that they're like people submit store their own, well, not stories, but like things that have happened to them and they read them.
I mean, they have done that in the past. I don't know if maybe I did. Okay. I don't know. Because they they do sound effects and like.
Yeah, it has like, yeah. Had like, you know, sound effects and whatever in it and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And they, like, there's one episode they, you know, it's in the trailer. They like talk about Ghost Dad and their, you know, that Bill Cosby movie. And they like argue about if it's good or not in the middle of like an episode. So, I mean, it's just funny stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. It's like this episode. It's just two guys climbing up a mountain.
Yep.
With no hands and no legs. just trying to get up, you know, trying to get up there. We got up there. And now we went down. We're down the other side now. And now that we reached the bottom, we realized.
Was it a good idea to do this episode?
with nothing. And we realized that we should stay at the top.
Yep. Should stay at the top, but you know.
Yeah.
It's too late.
So we got to go back up there.
It's too late. Yeah,
it's too late now.
We're just gonna leave our stuff up there.
I can't believe it's almost 9:30. What have we talked about? Even I don't even know.
I don't know. I can't remember what we talked about. I mean, we talked about. And a lot
dude,
of
we
stuff.
Don't. We don't even have to do my video either. It's already like 9:20. So
I know.
Once we started doing the podcast bit, I already was like, yeah, we're not even gonna do that. I was just leaning into this podcast bit.
But that was crazy though. The video with the laughter. The urban legend. Yeah. I mean, you can talk about that real quick because I mean that's
No, it was pretty cool. So for those that haven't checked it out, please check it out. The Red-Headed Hitchhiker. Basically, the urban legend is that the Red-Headed Hitchhiker is a man between the ages of 40 and 50, well built, red hair, red beard, on the side of the road of Route 44, which is located in the heart of the Bridgewater Triangle, in the towns of Rehoboth and Seekonk specifically. And so one of the part of the legends is on the Seekonk and Rehoboth line, people have heard his laugh. And so right before about to cross over the Rehoboth and Seekonk line, inside the car, we caught an EVP, and that EVP was of his laugh. This is a remarkable catch. So please, guys, go check that out on my YouTube channel, Exploring with Phil. We also might have caught possibly his name as well. One of the legend names of him is Herbert Red. And so while we were talking about this name, we got an EVP that said that exact same thing, Herbert Red. Some other interesting things in that episode as well. So please go check that out. It was just an awesome, crazy investigation. Like, it's one of those things where you do an urban legend or something and going into it, you're like, well, at the very least, I can retell the story, you know, talk about how cool it is. It'll be a cool video just if we just retell the story. But to catch actual evidence of that legend in the spots where the legend says is remarkable. So. Yeah, please go check that out. And then this week, this Thursday, Huckamuck Swamp, back in the Huckamuck Swamp with two other guys named Rich from two different groups. So we got that on the horizon. Trailers, first trailer's out now. Next one will be out in a couple of days. Now, so that be on the lookout for that as well.
Doesn't he have a podcast also? The guy? I don't know. You posted a trailer.
Richie? Yeah, Richie. Yeah, so Richie, Banter with Richie B, he does a YouTube podcast. He used to do on Thursdays and Saturdays. I think he's moving to just Saturdays now. But this Thursday, we are doing a special podcast together at 8 p.m. after my episode drops at 7 on Thursday for the Huckamuck. A typical Huckamuck video for sure. Like tons of evidence, tons of EVPs, crazy spirit box responses. Even some stuff about Evelyn Packard. For those of you who don't remember that, Evelyn Packard's like the girl that drowned underneath the bridge and they found her and no one really knows what happened to her back in the 20s or so. We were asking questions about her and we got the name Harold and then we asked if she drowned and then we got the response no, which is pretty pretty creepy. As well as some Pukwudgie stuff too. So tons of stuff in that video. Also, the other guy that was with us was also named Rich. His group is called Shadowside Paranormal. So please give those guys support. Richie Banter with Richie B and Shadowside Paranormal for going out with me to the Huckamuck. And even after that episode airs, I think we might have an open spot on the 24th or whatever weekend, whatever Sunday that is, the last Sunday of April. We could probably even have one of them on if we need to have somebody on if we want to talk about
yeah,
it.
That'd
it
be great. Yeah,
cool video. Yeah, because it is a pretty sick video. We got some pretty interesting evidence because Richie Banter with Richie B, he's more of a Bigfoot guy.
Mm-hmm.
So briefly talk about that just because I think it's interesting because I've talked about like the stuff on Tony's show before. So we got some more metal sounds out in the Huckamucks.
Oh, really? Dang.
Yeah. Yep. Some more metal sounds. Now, what's really weird about the metal sounds we got out there in the moment, most of these metal sounds didn't sound like metal sounds. They were sounding like wood sounds and wood breaking and that kind of stuff. But afterwards, after reviewing the footage, like most of the sounds that I captured were metal sounds, like metal banging. At one point, a tin can gets thrown at us.
Oh, man.
By like some unseen, I don't know who. Obviously, it's not a human because it came from the swamp. And it's just very weird. So we had a lot of like movement or things moving around us very close. A lot of metal type noises in the swamp, which I've had before over there, but it's weird to get it again. And then obviously, like I said, EVPs, Pukwudgie stuff, Evelyn Packard stuff, a bunch of stuff in this video for sure. A definitely must watch video. So especially if you're into like I said, it's, not only that, one of the other Riches, right, and he doesn't know anything about the Huckamuck. He said, this is something Kevin has experienced in the Huckamuck as well. Me and Kevin, we heard what sounded like a gate shut or like a metal door or metal, you know, something like metal shut, like close. And Rich, who's standing to my left at this moment, he's like, oh my God. Did you guys not hear that? He's like, I heard a like a metal, like it sounded like a metal car door shut, like right next to me. You know what I mean? And like that kind of thing. So it's like the same type of noise that we've heard before, documented before. He's hearing the same sort of noises. It's just a very, the Huckamuck's just a wild place.
Yeah.
And Rich said it best in the video. It's a Huckamuck swamp. We have no idea what we're dealing with. And it's true. You have no idea what. Could be a million different things.
Yeah. But,
I mean, metal noises in the swamp is just very, very strange in general. So
yeah, definitely. Considering there's not really anything metal up there, right?
No, not at all. I mean, there's like some workplaces behind us and stuff, but like we're talking metal noises that are 20, 30 feet in front of you inside the swamp. We're not talking about like a machine noise that's coming from behind you that's echoing in front of you. No. We're talking like, you know, I mean, literally one of the noises was a tin can being thrown and like you can hear the tin can hitting like branches and trees as it's like flying through the air. You know what I mean? And I can testify none of these other guys were throwing anything. It was that we couldn't see anything. That's what was weird about it. You know, we're hearing noises, things moving around. We couldn't see anything. So typical. Gosh,
it's very weird, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait for that video, but I'll probably never watch it because I don't watch videos.
Yeah, because we don't have time to watch it.
Guys, I want to thank you for joining us. And hey, comment and let us know what you think about this format. I mean, would you like to hear us just, you know, goof off for an hour on another episode sometime? Because honestly, I think it was kind of fun. It was fun just to, you know, have a chill podcast about nothing. You know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I thought it was a lot of fun. You know, like I said, we didn't have much to talk about, you know, but we just kind of made something out of nothing. You know what I mean? We didn't have much, but I think it was a relaxed format. It was entertaining. We had a lot of laughs, I thought, you know, so like hopefully other people liked it. And if you did like it, what was the thing you comment down in the comments? Hashtag thank you or something. Yeah. Just write thank you. And then whoever likes that will follow you.
Yeah.
So that's how it works.
That's how it works, guys. That's how it works.
Should I play the video for him?
Yeah, play video.
One more time?
One more time.
I kept on playing it like randomly throughout the...
Under 10K. You want to get to 10K? Here's what we're going to do. First, you're going to follow me, and then you're going to like this video. And then you're going to comment in the comments, teamwork. And anybody that likes your comment... you're going to follow them and they're going to follow you back. It's all about teamwork, you guys. Let's go. Let's grow.
Let's grow. 10,000 followers by the time our next episode drops, or we will go on a hunger strike. We are not going to eat. Speaking of, dude, there's this Instagram follower that, you know, just, you know how random Instagram is. It'll just show you people.
Yeah.
So this random person, I don't even know who it is. Some sort of Instagram model girl. her thing, she's trying to get to 400,000 followers, right? And so she's claiming that she's not going to sleep until she gets 400,000 followers. Now she's like at 320 or something. So she's like not that far off.
Yeah.
But she claims that she hasn't slept one day. Do you believe it?
I don't know. I kind of don't believe that.
I don't believe it either. I don't believe it. No. I'm like, I'm not seeing rings under her eyes. She doesn't look tired. You know, like it would be one thing if she was live streaming. I'd be like, dude, I'm on board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's get this girl to 400K.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? I'm not really seeing anything. It's just like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, I was like, look at this. I was like, tricks of the trade. And this girl, no offense against this girl. I'm not going to say who she is. She does nothing, Jason. Nothing.
Nothing.
Like her videos are nothing. You know what I mean? Like it'll just be her looking at the screen with some text underneath, you know? And it's mostly nonsense. You know
but
what I mean?
That's the thing, though. I mean, if you are a female, just having an Instagram page, you will get followers no matter what you do.
Well, I'll even take a step further. If you're anyone that's like super attractive, you're automatically, no matter what you're doing, you're automatically going to have the edge on someone who's an Uggie.
Yeah.
No doubt about
Uggie,
that.
Uggie, right here. Middle-aged.
I'm not hot either. So like, you know, so we're behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
You know, this is why we have to be funny. We have to go over the top on this other stuff. Right.
Go over the top.
You know, this is why we're here. But yeah. Yeah. I just thought that was crazy. I was like, but yeah, I'll send that over so you can see her.
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, just, I was like, just a strange existence, but she's doing better than we are.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? That is like, it's crazy, but I'm like, damn, man. This girl's got it. She's got the formula. How funny would it be if what it, like I just literally do whatever she does, I do it.
You know,
on my page. That would be a great just like a week of videos. It, you know?
We need to start doing the AI filters so just have like these like supermodel faces on her.
Yes. Yes. Or just like pay a supermodel to do our accounts for like a week. You know what I mean? Like give them all the content, you know, like how I would do my little videos to promote my videos. Just have them say exactly what I was going to say. Just have them do it.
Yeah.
Could be on something. I don't know.
I think we are. We're on to it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. AFK Discussions. Check us out wherever you do social media. Like, 5-star reviews, all that good stuff. FatTac.com, go to the influencer tab and buy our shirts because they're really cool. There's only one shirt right now, but it's really cool. So, guys, next time is, I don't know what I was going to say. Next week is a new show. So check us out, guys, again. Thanks for checking us out, and we will see you later. Peace.
Ripping through the ages.